This is Jay Sekulow. Opposition mounts to the Hagel nomination.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
To help meet the challenges of our time, I'm proud to announce my choice for two key members of my national security team. Chuck Hagel, former Secretary of Defense, and John Brennan, former Director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And Chuck recognizes that American leadership is indispensable in a dangerous world. I saw this in our travels together across the Middle East. He understands that America stands strongest when we stand with allies and with friends.
Chuck Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the State of Israel in our nation's history.
The political reality is that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here.
He understands that America stands strongest when we stand with allies and with friends.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
With respect to the issue of Israel, he has it repeatedly opposed Israel, criticized Israel, placed all the blame on Israel.
He understands that America stands strongest when we stand with allies and with friends.
Well, you know, Senator Hagel, on a couple of occasions, used language that he should not have used. His use of the pro-Jewish lobby was inappropriate. These are of concerns.
Terrorism is not a strategy, it's a tactic. Terrorism is not a plan, it's not a belief like democracy or monarchy, it's a tactic.
Mr. President, I'm grateful for this opportunity to serve our country again. I'm also grateful for an opportunity to help continue to strengthen our country and strengthen our country's alliances.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Obviously, we are talking about and trying to block the nomination of former Senator Chuck Hagel to the Secretary of Defense position. We've put together a list of reasons why. We've got a video up, actually, at the website. It's about a minute and a half long, and it tells you, in a nutshell, the problems with the Hagel nomination. You got to ask yourself, though, is President Obama putting forward the Chuck Hagel nomination because he really believes this is the policies? For instance, when it comes to anti-Semitism in Russia in 1999, Chuck Hagel was the only United States senator who did not sign a letter condemning it. He was also one of four senators that refused to sign a letter in 2000 supporting Israel. He denounced U.S. sanctions against Iran in 2001. He's called Cuban dictator Fidel Castro a toothless leader. He has also said that nuclear issues cannot be resolved with Iran through any kind of sanctions or even force. I guess he's basically a it's just going to happen kind of guy. And the language, of course, about the Jewish lobby has gotten a lot of heat as well. So you ask yourself, is this the president putting forward a nominee that mirrors his image? The president said he wanted light between him, between Israel and the United States in foreign policy. Certainly seems like we're getting that. We want to know your opinion on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, besides the anti-Israel bias, besides the pro-Iran, there's headlines saying Iran rejoicing over the appointment of or the nomination of Chuck Hagel. Iran rejoicing. That should tell you a lot right there.
From the mainstream media, this is AP and CBS. Hagel nomination cheers Iran, worries Israel. Iran's foreign minister says it's hopeful the appointment of former Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel to lead the Pentagon will improve relations between Tehran and the U.S. Asked about his nomination specifically, he expects practical changes to U.S. foreign policy.
Yeah, I cannot even imagine. Nathan, you said you were talking with someone on Capitol Hill this morning. Give us in about 15 seconds what the kind of the thought is of the day here, a day after the nomination.
Yeah, growing concern on both sides of the aisle, both from the Republicans. Also, Ben Cardin came out again and says that he has issues with this nomination. Jade, the hearings are going to matter on this nomination. So the senator is going to have a very narrow window to explain his position.
And my view is it should never get to a hearing. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. This is a guy who said, let the Jews pay for it. He's a guy that said the Jewish lobby's got too much influence and control. And he also will not condemn Iran or Hezbollah as terrorist organizations. We've got a petition going on right now. Thousands of you signed it, ACLJ.org, or you call right now. We've got to stop this nomination right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign that petition at ACLJ.org. But let's voice our concern, 877-989-2255.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations, a strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I look at these comments and statements by Chuck Hagel, whether it's about Israel, whether it's about Jews, whether it's about Iran. This is a guy that will not call for sanctions on Iran, but will not sign a letter condemning anti-Semitism in Russia, where 99 of his Senate colleagues did exactly that. He will not call Hezbollah or Hamas a terrorist organization. When he was the head of the World United Service Organization and they had a port in Haifa, he said, let the Jews pay for it. He also said the Jewish lobby's got a stranglehold on Washington. This is coming from a guy that's being nominated for Secretary of Defense, folks. We're not talking about Postmaster General here. We're talking about Secretary of Defense. And you got to ask yourself, this is the position of the Obama administration? The president said, he shares my views. I don't know if we have that soundbite, but he says, Chuck Hagel shares my views. He shares what I believe in. Well, then it kind of makes sense that this would be the nominee, but we got to do everything we can to stop it. You've got headlines reading, as Jordan mentioned, that Iran is cheering and thrilled over the nomination and the prospect of a Chuck Hagel Secretary of Defense, and Israel is mourning it. You also have a situation where in the Weekly Standard, they said that this was payback to Benjamin Netanyahu from President Obama because of their relationship. So, folks, we got a lot to talk about. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But, you know, Lindsey Graham said it very, very well. He said that when it comes to this nomination, be the most antagonistic nomination to Israel in our nation's history, certainly in our lifetime. So we've got to do everything we can to stop it. We've got a petition going right now. Over 40,000 of you signed it in 24 hours. 40,000 of you have signed it in 24 hours. So if you haven't done so, go to aclj.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, back to the right to the phones we go. Ann in Florida on line one. Ann, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Ann. Ann, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm very concerned.
Okay.
Organization like yours thinks that you're entitled to dictate the Secretary of Defense.
What do you mean dictate?
This country is getting totally out of control. Perhaps you're so sensitive to the statement regarding lobbyists is because your organization is a lobbyist group.
Well, actually, we're not lobbyists. We draft legislation, but we're not lobbyists, but we certainly work on Capitol Hill. I'm not worried about the word lobbyist. I don't like the word Jewish lobby next to it. Let me ask you this, Ann. So you think that we're wrong in opposing the Chuck Hagel nomination? You think the president just he should nominate and get whoever he wants?
for the people in the United States to say, wait a minute, we have enough brains that we don't need somebody on the radio.
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions and try to remain a little calm when I ask you this. Do you think it's appropriate for someone that's going to be the Secretary of Defense to say, let the Jews pay for it?
I think if...
Answer my question, Ann. Is that an appropriate statement for a Secretary of Defense?
For the man to have a proper hearing.
Okay, and if he goes in his proper hearing, let's go through the litany and see if you're okay with this. Do you think it's okay that 99 senators in the United States Senate sent a letter to Russia condemning anti-Semitism in Russia, which was a huge problem around 1999 to 2002, and Chuck Hagel was the only senator that did not sign it? Is that okay with you?
I told you what I...
No. You haven't. You won't answer the question. Is that okay with you?
We're just telling the President of the United States who his candidate should be.
Well, actually, we get to do that. I'm saying that's why we have a process. I'll let you go in a second there, Jordan. And actually, the way the Constitution works, the president's not a monarch. He's not a king. He gets to nominate with the advice and consent of the Senate, and we elect the Senate. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, and I think the point that Ann was trying to make is so outside. The people deserve the news. That's why the radio broadcast exists. You have all these different places to get information. You don't wait. This is not 1955, and these White Houses don't get away with anything. They don't get away with these picks. These people get exposed for whatever they believe, whatever they've said, and I think that's a good thing for the American people. You know, and the truth is, it's extremely rare to have this kind of opposition. It should tell you something. Why have you never seen this before? You don't hear this about John Kerry with Secretary of State. Now,
right.
I don't agree with most of what John Kerry stands for, but he does not have this kind of record. He's not offending Jews. He's not a pro-Iran, pro-Assad in Syria. He doesn't say, let's go be friends with Hezbollah and Hamas. So a very different situation. There, yes, ideology may be different, but maybe not disqualifying. The Senate gets to decide. You don't see those kind of campaigns
exactly.
Running against him. This is rare.
And you understand that it's not the president just doesn't get to appoint. You understand that, right? Ann? Yeah, stop listening because you didn't want to hear the truth. And the truth is this, folks. This guy, Chuck Hagel, former U.S. senator, is one of the not outside the mainstream. He is outrageous as a nominee. He's an isolationist. It's like hiring Neville Chamberlain before World War II. And we're going to have a guy that's calling, you know, the Jewish lobby, or they've got a stranglehold up here, or I'm not an Israeli member of the United States Senate. This is a guy that went and met with Assad and said, well, we can talk through this. Assad's threatening to use chemical weapons. This is the reason why, I'm glad Ann called, because this is precisely the reason why you need to respond right now. We've got to fight back on this, folks. The president doesn't just get a carte blanche here. We get to respond. You can help us do that. Go to ACLJ.org, or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And by the way, when they talk about the Jewish lobby, they're talking about you all too, because Christians are one of the biggest lobbying groups for the Jewish state of Israel that exists in the United States. Groups like Christians United for Israel, and on it goes. So, Than, I asked you this question right before we went on the air. As this data is coming forward, to me it seems like, how could they possibly make this nomination except that for the fact that the president really shares the same views as Chuck Hagel? And we're now finding out in the second term the real Barack Obama here.
That's exactly right. The president does not have to answer to the electorate again, so he is doubling down on his appeasement strategy. And, Jay, what I would say to Ann is this is about so much more than offensive comments. This is about a two-decade-long track record that this senator has. He has a body of work that is conclusive. You ran through the evidence. He's soft on radical regimes. He's troubling for Israel. Syria likes him. Iran likes him. He's not the right man for this job. There might be jobs in this administration that he could do, Jay, but he is wrong for Secretary of Defense, and I think Republicans and Democrats are going to realize that as we move toward these hearings.
I'm going to play, this is soundbite number 12. This is Chuck Hagel in his own words. Listen to this.
The political reality is that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. I'm a United States senator. I'm not an Israeli senator.
The Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. This is, you know, this language should be the disqualifier, folks. Okay? I mean, that should be the disqualifier for Chuck Hagel serving as Secretary of Defense of all things. You know, you want to nominate him for something, like I said, I wouldn't nominate him for Postmaster General here. I mean, this language is unbelievable. The Jewish lobby, let the Jews pay for it. This guy, he's got a lot of explaining to do. People say, how about this? No explanation necessary. We know exactly what your position is. You're pro the Iranian regime and us not having sanctions against them. You will not label Hezbollah or Hamas a terrorist organization. You don't want to support Israel. You don't think anti-Semitism in Russia in the 1990s was a significant enough problem for you to lend your good name, even though 99 of your colleagues did. So let me give you a little sense here, folks. This is why the guy should not be the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America. But now we know what Barack Obama really believes, so we shouldn't be shocked. But we do have the right to take action here. And, folks, that's what I want to encourage you to do. You go to ACLJ.org, and if you've never signed a petition before, you need to sign this one. If you've said, well, does it really make a difference? You bet it does. 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Sign it right now. We've got to take action, folks. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go, and a lot of calls are coming in. Karen calling from New York online, too. Karen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking
sure.
the call. You know, the big comment that I would like to make is just this. Barack Obama seems to be very vague and general. He leaves open, it sounds very friendly, our friends and our allies. But again, what is his definition of friends and allies? Again, that's the unknown factor. And he's glazes over and smooths everything over with these very warm and fuzzy words, but you don't really get
I know exactly. Here, listen, I'm going to play for you soundbite number 17. This is President Obama this time. Listen to what he says.
And Chuck recognizes that American leadership is indispensable in a dangerous world. I saw this in our travels together across the Middle East. He understands that America stands strongest when we stand with allies.
Yeah, well, the only problem is, does he consider Israel an ally? Evidently not. And he may go up and now say he does, but let's look at his actions. Does he want to isolate the Iranian regime? He does not. What about the Hezbollah and Hamas? He does not. This is a guy that will not label Hezbollah and Hamas a terrorist organization, and we're nominating him for Secretary of Defense? You got to be kidding me, folks. This is he can't explain this away. Thin, and after the break, he's going to go through the process here. But it's inexplicable that this is the nominee, except for one thing. President Obama shares the same philosophy. He believes this also. So this is what you get. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110, folks. You go to your phones right now and you sign this petition. The Jewish lobby has a stranglehold. Let the Jews pay for it? How is this the nominee for Secretary of Defense? Well, that's because that's what President Obama wants, but we could resoundingly say no. 1-877-989-2255 to join with over 40,000 others. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. But folks, take action right now. We've got to stand up and fight this nomination. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Welcome back. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the Chuck Hagel nomination, and I'm telling you, there's bipartisan disappointment, is what I'll say, with this nomination. And headlines saying Iran is cheering while Israel is lamenting should tell us a lot. Jordan, let's quickly go through the statements of Chuck Hagel and his positions, and then we're going to get people to take some action, and then I'm going to tell you the process of what's going to happen here.
I think a great way to start is that the Washington Post editorial board writes this before President Obama made the nomination. Chuck Hagel is not the right choice for defense secretary. That's the headline. Why? He's to the left of President Obama and in the fringe in the U.S. Senate when it comes to foreign policy. According to Hagel, we're the problem when it comes to Iran. He's made comments that our foreign policy is not served by isolating Iran. He has denounced U.S. sanctions against Iran. He, in 2008, stopped sanctions. He was the only senator, and he placed a hold on those. They did not go into effect until Chuck Hagel was gone from the U.S. Senate, which, by the way, when he left, they did. They went into effect, those much tougher sanctions. So he opposed them going back to 2001. He is, again, folks, against. He voted against an amendment that would have labeled back in 2007 the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps as a terrorist organization. He has blamed the Jewish lobby for the problem in the Middle East. So we're the problem, the United States, America, for Iran. It's the Jewish lobby for the Middle East. When you go through this, he wanted to, again, the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here. Again, I've always argued against some of the dumb things they do because I don't think it's in the interest of Israel. Interesting. I mean, Chuck Hagel... is not in the interest of Israel. Those Jewish lobby and American Christians who support Israel are doing what they think is best, hearing from Israeli leaders and right. Israelis. So, again, folks, he kind of makes up his own foreign policy. But he also wants to talk directly to Hamas and Hezbollah.
Who he will not now, label a terrorist organization.
That's right. He was one of the few senators who would not support a letter, only 12, that did not write into the European Union asking them to declare Hezbollah a terrorist organization. That's the Army of God, a link to even the deaths and killings of U.S. soldiers. Of course, Hamas as well. He urged President Obama, before he took office, to talk with leaders of Hamas with no preconditions. Back in 2007, Hagel said that the Palestinian people have been chained down for many, many years. I mean, this is like Mohamed Morsi becoming our Secretary of Defense, or maybe Ahmadinejad or one of the mullahs in Iran, because he repeats the same language. He may look different. He may sound different. And,
but it's the same
folks,
language.
It's what? The same propaganda. Yep. It is the worst of the worst, translated from you by Arabic into English by Chuck Hagel.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The next thing he's going to call it the Zionist regime. I mean, is that going to be the next words out of Chuck Hagel's mouth? Well, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But don't worry, everybody, because President Obama has this much respect for Chuck Hagel that he nominated him. Here's what he said.
In the Senate, I came to admire his courage and his judgment, his willingness to speak his mind, even if it wasn't popular, even if it defied the conventional wisdom. And that's exactly the spirit I want on my national security team.
We want someone that speaks when it's unpopular, his courage and judgment. His judgment is to not label Tehran and Iran a radical regime. His judgment is to not label Hamas and Hezbollah a terrorist organization. His judgment is not to send a letter saying to the Russians, anti-Semitism in your country is a problem, when 99 of his colleagues did. His judgment is that we shouldn't have any sanctions against Iran. That's his judgment. And that's who the president's put forward. Object to it, folks. You can do it. We've got a petition up at aclj.org, or you call right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We do not have to tolerate this. We can speak out. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going right back to the phones.
Yep, back to the phones we go. People have been hanging on to talk to us. Chris calling from California on line four. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking
the
call. I would like to have you and other outlets use President Obama's own words. The words that he used in the debates where he very strongly articulated being an ally to Israel, how important ally Israel is to us. Obama even spoke about wanting, you know, to ensure the religious minority rights in the countries that are experiencing Arab Spring.
So you mean running bites from the debates? Remember what happened at the Democratic National Committee convention? They were not going to put in their platform that Israel was the most strategic and important ally in the region. I mean, that's what's going to be part. And they voted that down, but it was a fake vote. The first time it passed. Of course, they also wanted God out of the platform. But I'm just going to listen. Going over debates doesn't matter now. We've got to go with the reality of what's happened here. And, Chris, what's happened here is we've got a nomination that's been put forward from by a former Republican senator. He's a former Republican senator. This is bipartisan here. Opposition, in my view. Than, what's the process that it goes forward right now? What happens?
We're actually in the most important stage of this process right now, Jay. Pre-hearings. This is where Senator Hagel's record really gets analyzed. That's what we're doing on this broadcast. And I have to tell you, if Republicans and Democrats would come together and tell the president they were not going to support the senator, he would actually be pulled before these hearings ever started. So this is the most important stage. The next two stages are these hearings, these confirmation hearings before the Senate Armed Services Committee. That's when Senator Graham is going to have his chance to ask Senator Hagel these questions. And if the committee were to approve him forward, then the full Senate would have to vote on his confirmation. Jay, it would take Republicans and Democrats to confirm him because it would take Republicans to break a filibuster. It would take Democrats to confirm him. So we're working both sides of those aisle right now.
And folks, we're going to try to get this. The goal is to get it pulled before there's hearings. Our phone lines are open for you. Remember, we're here for another half hour. If you don't get the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, and you do on SiriusXM, if not, just go to ACLJ.org. You can hear the entire program stream live there, archived as well. Our phone lines are 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, what's your sense of what happens here?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fight. Very rare, I want to repeat, that this is this heated, that you've got this much information to go through and this little committed support. There are really only a few senators on the record even saying they're comfortable with Chuck Hagel on the right or the left, and most are even being the most diplomatic or saying, you know, we want to give him a hearing. So this is an opportunity here to, again, let the president know, yes, you're the president of the United States. We're the American people. These senators represent us. That's why they have this advice and consent power. And you've got to make sure that these senators, the rhetoric translates into what they ask him and how they treat him.
Exactly.
And pushing him for the real answers.
Let me play for you very quickly before we take the break here. Number 24, Silo Dad O'Brien asking Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
You clearly have reservations about Chuck Hagel. What would you say is your biggest issue with him?
Well, I wanted to get an explanation about his position in regards to Iran. He has been very reluctant to support tough sanctions against Iran. Iran's an extremely dangerous country, and there are questions that need to be answered.
And that's not coming from a Republican, folks. That's coming from Senate Democrat Ben Cardin. So let me tell you something. You think we got a fight on our hands? We do. We're closing this segment of the broadcast out. I need everybody that's listening. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. Well, remember, we'll be here for another 30 minutes. You go to ACLJ.org if you're not getting the full hour. That's ACLJ.org. But, folks, I need everybody that's listening to go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition right now, or you go to your phones. The number's 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We need to speak out on this, folks. This is a very dangerous appointment, a nomination to the Secretary of Defense. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Folks, we need you to take action on this petition right now. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Get back to where you once belonged.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Everyone, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. We're talking, of course, about the nomination right now of it's hard for me to believe that Chuck Hagel's being nominated for Secretary of Defense, but that's listen, that's the country we live in. I'm very much opposed to this, as is the ACLJ, for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is we have an office in Israel, in Jerusalem. We do a lot of work in that region. Let's go right to the phones, though. A lot of calls are coming in. If you want to talk to us, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I guess before we go to the phones, let's get a time frame here. Than, do we have a time frame yet? The nomination's just gone forward. There'll be hearings. Do we have any idea when those hearings will be?
The hearings have not been set yet, Jay. I was actually talking with members of the Senate about this morning. They expect those to be scheduled in the next 2 weeks. But, Jay, this is actually a good point that you're making here, because the fact that those hearings are not scheduled yet is somewhat telling. I think what you're going to see is Harry Reid wants to make sure that he at least has a core nucleus of his members who are going to support this nomination. He does not have that yet, so we don't have a date for the hearing. And, frankly, at this point, that's good news.
Now, we don't have a date for a hearing, and that gives us time, which is a good thing. But, Jordan, your sense is that politically, is it just a groundswell starting to develop now? Will this continue, and are they going to try to drag it out so that the American people lose interest?
Well, I think they can't drag it out too long, because this is a position you've got to fill quickly. I mean, you've got Leon Panetta there, but this is something you want to move on with when you're talking about our foreign policy. Second, though, I think the biggest concern, and it's not a concern yet, but it's something you have to pay attention to, and the White House is kind of betting on this, and they even said it. They said, you know, all these guys can be so tough on cable news. What happens when they look him in the eye? I mean, this is the kind of fight that the White House is talking about bringing. Eye to eye, are they going to match up their rhetoric to what they actually say in these committee hearings? Are they going to let him kind of march through?
Another reason I would just agree with Jordan that they can't drag this out, Jay, is there is so much in Chuck Hagel's background. There is so much in his track record that the longer they let this go, the more of this information is going to come out, the more people like our listeners are going to hear about his record. And I think support from him would actually decline the more his track record is investigated than it would be to increase.
Listen to what Senator Ted Cruz, our friend from Texas, had to say about this, folks. Number three.
With respect to the issue of Israel, he has it repeatedly opposed Israel, criticized Israel, placed all the blame on Israel in dispute after dispute after dispute. And in fact, he's publicly said U.S. policy is dependent on what he calls the Israel lobby, which is a pejorative term that I think does not reflect the realities of the strong U.S. national security interest in maintaining that alliance.
Folks, this is really, really serious. All right, we're going to go right to the phones and take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who do we have, Jordan?
Donna calling in from Mississippi on line one. Donna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you doing? Good. Thank you for taking
sure.
my call.
Sure.
I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being outspoken and really wanting to help us. Back when I was a child, I didn't know all this stuff. Even now, I feel like I'm illiterate to what's going on. No, he does not belong in there. And
we're trying to do, you know what we're trying to do here, Donna, is give the evidence. I mean, this isn't, and by the way, this isn't doing a lot of digging. This is, Jordan, this is his statements. This is his positions. This isn't a lot of digging. This is the reality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the reality is that you've got the Washington Post liberal editorial section saying he should not be Secretary of Defense. The wrong choice. You have liberals from across the spectrum, Democrats, elected officials, really questioning and some coming out and outright opposing. The truth here is that this is a rare situation, and we have to speak out because, again, you don't want to ever have to do this, but the president's made a really bad decision here, a really bad decision.
Here's the best headline, CBS News. Hagel nomination cheers Iran, worries Israel. That should be enough right there for you to take action. We want your comments on all this also, folks. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So we do encourage you to make a call and talk to us about this on air. Hagel nomination worries Iran? Nope. Cheers, Iran. Worries Israel. 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. That's 877-989-2255. Do it now.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. And a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. By the way, guess who's coming to the defense of Chuck Hagel? Media Matters. That's the left-wing group. They are one of the funders behind a campaign promoting Chuck Hagel's nomination to be Secretary of Defense because they certainly share his, what I consider, really radical views on this whole issue of our national security. I mean, here's a guy that is opposed to sanctions against Iran. Now, the president said he's in favor of sanctions against Iran. So, Fan, tell me, how is he going to, Jordan, how's he going to justify that differential? You've got a guy that is completely opposed sanctions against Iran. You got a president that said he wants sanctions against Iran. You've got we've got Hezbollah and Hamas that he refuses to label as terrorist organization. The president's kind of mum on all that. You don't hear much on him from that. But on, you know, on the sanctions, he said we need tough sanctions on Iran. So how does the president justify that one, Than?
Well, I don't think he can. I mean, the fact of the matter is that this job carries with it policy positions, and it carries with it policy obligations that the senator is not even in agreement with the president of the United States on, Jay. I mean, he's very wrong on U.S. policy on everything from the surge to how we treat terrorist states to our alliance with Israel. And so he might be able to do some things, Jay, but he can't do this job because he has disqualified himself from carrying forward the policy positions that are the United States position and the ones that are involved with this job. I don't think the president can justify it.
I think, Jordan, though, that the president wants a fight here, and he's going to try to use this as a political leveraging point. He wants the fight. He wants to see if these senators that are going to object are going to maintain that objection when it comes down to the real questioning during the hearing. That's what the president's banking on, that they'll back down. That, and we, the American people, have to prop them up, but that's what he's banking on.
Absolutely. And again, that is why it's so important to continue this pressure. The first few days, it's still unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this. And I think that's a good thing and a good sign. But at the same time, things, you know, drag out. Other issues will arise. You have got to make sure that when these hearings begin and these questions start and they're face to face, that it's just as tough or tougher. I mean, people should be looking Chuck Hagel in the eye and saying, you know, it's great that you've got your service background, but every veteran cannot become Secretary of Defense. Everyone's not entitled to that. It's a very special role that you have to be. Why did you blame the Jewish lobby, and why didn't you apologize for that and say it should have been Israel until you were actually trying to get another job in the Obama administration? Why do you want to talk directly to Hamas? Who do you know there that's so great to work with? What about Hezbollah? You got any contacts there? Do you even know where Sheikh Nasrallah is? Maybe he does. Iran, anyone to call? Is he going to go meet with the Ayatollah? He thinks that would be appropriate. He did with Assad. The questions could go on and on. Chuck Hagel has an attitude. So you see a real conflict. But if it's just, you know, a backslapping Senate game, which the past would say that's likely, and that's what the White House is banking on.
Right, and when these hearings happen, Jordan, one of the challenges is going to be when Senator Hagel goes before this committee and he denies this. He says, oh, my track record isn't really that bad. He gives smooth answers. These senators have to be willing to push back with these two decades of track record. There is no justification for opposing sanctions on Iran. There is no justification for encouraging negotiations with Hamas or Hezbollah. So when Senator Hagel comes up and he sounds good, you know, he's got a good military track record, these senators have to be willing to pull out the facts that we're laying forward now and saying, for two decades, this has not been your position. You can say nice things now, but actions speak louder than words, and your actions have compromised the United States.
Yeah, here's a headline from The Hill. White House dares GOP to oppose Hagel nomination to Pentagon. And they're banking on the fact that because he's a war hero and served in Vietnam honorably in two Purple Hearts, that the Republicans and the Democrats that are opposed will actually not do anything. But I think you may see bipartisan opposition here if the American people respond. And, folks, that's, again, where you come in. I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org, sign that petition, which over 38,000 of you have already done. I want to encourage you to continue that. Again, with phone calls that have come in, we're over 40,000, well over 40,000 signatures. So go to ACLJ.org or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You got former soldiers coming out, speaking out against the Hagel nomination. I think you're going to see you've got Democratic senators issuing serious concern. I think what you've got is whether there'll be enough backbone in the United States Senate to stop a nomination that should not go forward. And I believe it should not go forward. It's that simple. So again, ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. We're going right back to the phones. And by the way, if you do want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. People have been holding on. Let's go to John calling in from Indiana on line 5. John, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I told what you folks were doing. When I heard about the 20 F-16s and the 200 tanks.
Yep.
It just totally blew my mind. But what's interesting about this country is the American people has really let the government just completely, totally take over. I mean, years ago, if they had a problem with the government, they'd start a revolution. Now, if you try to do that, you're inciting a riot and you get arrested. You know?
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. I don't think elections have consequences. And there's no doubt about it. The president gets to select his cabinet, but that's with the advice and consent of the United States Senate. You mentioned those F-16s and the 200 tanks. You know, I was reading reports late last night, Than, from friends of mine that are Coptic Christian leaders and professionals here in the United States, including medical doctors, the people I really respect. They cannot believe. First of all, they're grateful right now that those tanks and weapons have not been delivered. But with all the tumult going on in Egypt, no one can believe that we're actually going to send the Muslim Brotherhood this kind of weaponry. What's the latest on this?
It really is unbelievable. This administration still wants to deliver those, and that's why we've called on Congress to say, listen, enough is enough. Don't even give the president the opportunity to do that. Just strip all of this funding moving forward. But, Jay, I think the political point that the caller made is an important one. I mean, the president just cleared his obligation to go before the electorate for the last time, and, of course, this is when he really ratchets up these moves to, you know, deploy weapons to people who, frankly, are our enemies. This is when he moves forward nominations like Chuck Hagel. It's because he doesn't have to go back before the American people, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't answer to the American people. He still has to work with the United States Senate. We can still put pressure on him through the United States Senate, and we're going to continue to do so.
Folks, we got a fight on our hands, so I'm not belittling this. This is a serious fight. We've got a serious series of issues here, and we're going to have to fight hard. Hey, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 0. Let's get another phone call.
Kim calling in from Florida on line 2. Kim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Kim.
Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my
call.
I have several concerns. One being our president, you know, has been quoted saying, I won't take no for an answer on previous occasions in similar tactics that he's, you know, right, subjected our country to. I don't understand how anyone wanting to be a U.S. citizen and represent our country could ever even take a stance like this.
Yeah, I know, but this is, look, Chuck Hagel, I think, is reflecting what President Obama really believes. I think that's the situation, Kim. I think President Obama really believes the same things that Chuck Hagel does. And now you're just, as Jordan said, he doesn't have to run again for re-election, so you're starting to see it. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, but I want to make that point. President Obama is not waking up, you know, today shocked. I can't believe Chuck Hagel said this. No, this is a calculated move on behalf of the White House. They really share the same ideology and philosophy. Go ahead, though.
That's why he chose him.
Exactly.
So, do you have any idea yet, like, what amount of support?
That's a good question. Do we have a sense, Than, right now on, I know we've got many Democrats coming out saying they're very concerned, but where does it stand right now?
Well, Jordan laid this out, and he's absolutely right. The amazing thing about this is how few of the president's party have actually come out in support. Usually when you have a nomination like this, all of the party senators are already in line. I have only seen public comments from two individuals, Carl Levin, who actually chairs the committee that will do the hearing, so he sort of has to support this nomination, and then Jack Reed from Rhode Island. All of the other Democrat senators, Jay, have at least been silent. Some of them have been critical, like Ben Cardin. I suspect you're going to see concerns from Joseph Lieberman, who actually is second ranking on the committee that will hold these hearings. So the lack of support for this nominee on the Democrat side of the aisle, that's really the news here.
But here's what they're banking on, and Will Haynes just sent this. It's in our news packet today, but this is a good point. This is according to a senior administration official was reported in The Hill this morning. It's one thing to hold your fire or say something on a Sunday show. It's another to look him in the eye, talking about Hagel, this guy who is a Vietnam veteran with two Purple Hearts. That would be a very difficult thing for Republicans to do. But Jordan, the reality is, you made the statement, I think it's absolutely correct. The fact that he's a war hero and a veteran doesn't mean you're qualified to be Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, I mean, then why didn't every Democrat vote for John McCain? I mean, the truth is, I mean, President Obama had no military service and John McCain was a prisoner of war. So I think John McCain, who is a senior Republican on this committee, the ranking member, has the absolute ability to look him in the eye. I mean, yes, Chuck Hagel's got two Purple Hearts. Yes, John McCain spent years as a prisoner of war in the same conflict, and they can ask each other questions. But you don't just say, oh, I'm going to vote for this person because of that. We've never done that in the United States of America. Yep. And it doesn't take away from their service, what they went through, and the sacrifice they made for the country. But it also and what they did then does not is not a blank slate for, oh, they can say anything they want now.
Well, let me tell you this. The deputy speaker of the Israeli parliament, or the Israeli parliament speaker, Reuven Rivlin, he's a member of Benjamin Netanyahu's party, which is Likud, has said this is one nomination that has them very concerned. 877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. But folks, sign that petition now, aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. And a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
So we're talking during the break here, and we're saying, why are we shocked at all? This is exactly what President Obama believes. Chuck Hagel is advocating, which is not labeling Iran a terrorist organization, nor Hezbollah, nor Hamas, calling it the Israeli lobby, you know, Jewish lobby, he calls it, saying let the Jews pay for it. I mean, this is what Chuck Hagel believes, and evidently the president shares this philosophy, or else maybe he wouldn't have nominated him to be the Secretary of Defense. But nevertheless, you're not getting a lot of ringing endorsements, though, for the former Republican senator from Nebraska. That's for sure. Be very interesting. But the backbone of the hearings, folks, if this goes to a hearing, and maybe we can circumvent that by getting this nomination pulled if the opposition would mount enough. But that's where you come in, folks. We got to hear from you on this. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you can call 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. By the way, we're approaching almost 40,000 signatures online alone with phone calls, well over 45,000, probably pushing 47,000. So thank you for responding. We're going to continue to get you information on this, and we're going to go right back to the phones. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Back to the phones we go. Renee calling in from South Carolina online for Renee. Welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Thank you. A caller from Florida asked a question I had on my mind, but now more specifically, I have the question and a comment. Bill Clinton, I know he's not, you know, an active representative for us right now, but I do think that he was very key in encouraging all the support for Obama. Has he made any kind of a response to this nomination for Hagel?
No, I don't think he has, and I think the reason is because his wife is the current Secretary of State. So I don't think, have we seen anything, Will, or guys, on, no, I don't think we've seen anything on Bill Clinton's statement on this. But Jordan and Than, we're not getting a re-endorsing, you're not getting this, you know, huge groundswell of support for him either. I mean, the opposition is more coming from the outside groups that are pointing out these things. The Senate is almost eerily silent on this nomination so far, which is not good for Hagel, but may not be great for us either. So we've got to figure out how we're going to motivate the base here. But let's talk about that. I mean, is there anybody coming out right now very strongly one way or another other than the two you mentioned, Than?
No, those are the only two that are they're expressing strong support for the nomination, which is just a shocking development. I would say this to the caller, Jay. I mean, this is a nomination that Bill Clinton, for all the disagreements that I have with him,
he would have done it.
He would never, ever make this nomination because the vast majority of Republicans and Democrats recognize the alliance with Israel is important to us. It's something that this president does not agree with. That is the only reason he would make a nomination like this.
Yeah, Jordan, do you see any? Do you see a groundswell of support coming out from him, or do you think it's going to all be hearing dependent?
You know, I think the truth is this groundswell of support, I don't think you're going to see it all. I think you're even seeing, you know, we haven't talked about Brennan, the nomination for CIA, getting a lot of pushback in Washington. Remember, he's the one who said, you know, terrorism's it's a tactic, it's not a strategy. He won't say Islamic terrorism. He won't use that terminology. He's involved in the CIA leaks. Of course, Benghazi, he's someone who and a lot of Democrats don't like because of his background with waterboarding, enhanced interrogation. He's another one. I mean, you've got people like Senator Cornyn and also Senator Graham saying that, you know, he's got serious questions. And so this is kind of a major fight brewing, potentially. I don't think you're going to see a lot of unity. And I think what you may just see is the party leaders kind of leaving it up to the individual senators to ask the questions. And a lot of this will come down to Chuck Hagel's performance. And many people have said that, those who are opposed, those who support him, is that, you know, end of the day, if he gets into a screaming match over Israel, that's probably not going to bode well for him. If he's able to sail through that and just kind of say, I was misinterpreted, that was just a statement that was taken out of context, and the senators let him do it, you know, that's what it really boils down to.
Yeah, well, so far, I mean, Senator Graham's been pretty strong on this. Listen to his statement about this.
Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the State of Israel in our nation's history.
You can't be much stronger than that. By the way, if you go to ACLJ.org, we have posted a very short 1 minute, few second video, a minute and a half, that really goes through the objections to Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. And it's very well put together. It's got a lot of facts in it. And it's right there on the homepage at ACLJ.org. And again, if you want to sign that petition, it's 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. People that have been holding on throughout the show. Donald in Pennsylvania on line one. Donald, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Donald.
You hear me?
Yes, we hear you great.
Jay, can you hear me?
Hear you great.
Jay?
We hear you, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you're listening. Hey, Donald, you got to turn down. I'm going to come back to you in a moment, but you got to turn down your radio because you're hearing the replay. Let's throw it to somebody else. We'll come back to Donald.
Yeah, Chris in California on line three. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is I'd like to know if you think the this Chuck Hagel nomination that Obama maybe never even expected it to happen, go through and actually work, but more or less cause such an uproar that we forget about Benghazi, the gun running, you know, the gambit of other things that, you know, we've got Obama, you know, pinned down for.
To say, what on earth is he thinking? Because why didn't he go with Susan Rice? I mean, Susan Rice is a friend, a colleague. He had the Democrat support. That would have, yes, gotten through the Benghazi issue, but there was no question she could have gotten through the confirmation. There was just not enough Democrats questioning it. I mean, six have got to leave and not support one of these nominees. So why not stick with a friend? So why go with Chuck Hagel, a guy that is not liked by Republicans or Democrats for the most part? Shocking in a way. This brings directly to light those issues because he's also got the CIA nominee. Now he's doing it at the same time. And Brennan was certainly involved as a national security, one of the advisors to the president there. So I think, listen, is there something else here? Well, there's the debt ceiling. There's the financial issues. There's always something. There's always some reason. But I honestly believe it's because, Chris, what President Obama said. This is a guy he became very close with in the Senate very quickly, and they probably do agree on everything. They are the guys that are outside the mainstream that support things that are against the conventional wisdom of those who have been involved in our foreign policy for years.
All right, let's try to grab the rest of these phone calls really quick here, folks.
Yeah, Donald was holding. Let's try. Can we get to Donald again, guys? Donald, are you with us?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Donald, we hear you great.
Jay and Jordan, all of the work you guys do there is just awesome. Keeping us informed. When I woke up this morning and I turned to, I'm a over-the-road truck driver, listen to you on Sirius Radio.
Great.
I listen to you every single day.
Appreciate it.
You guys are so right on. And, you know, this is just showing Obama's disrespect to Israel, his arrogance. It's almost how this person could be even called American is just.
Well, he's an American with a very different view of the world than you and I have, that's for sure. Donald, we appreciate you calling in, but the reality is this is what we've got, and we're going to fight. Jordan, you want to try to wrap these two calls in really quick here? These folks
yeah,
been
we
waiting.
Can do
it really quick,
Nancy, we'll go to Nancy in North Carolina.
Hey, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
All right, let's go to Patricia calling in California. Got to have that radio down quickly, Patricia.
Yeah, I think Obama's showing his true colors now.
Well, I think, look, he won a re-election, and you're seeing exactly what he believes in. This is this Chuck Hagel. He's, like I said, folks, he's not waking up saying, gee, Chuck Hagel really said these ridiculous things? No. They share a commonality. In other words, this is what President Obama believes as well. We are going to be calling it a day for the program, folks. We'll have more information, of course, tomorrow. ACLJ.org to sign that petition, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Jordan's got Twitter.com/Jordan Secular. I have it as well. And you can certainly engage the social media on this. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.